Babied on Another World. Rubber Pants Version. An ABDL novel by Samuel Lister. Copyright 2021. Another World. There are more worlds than this one. There are, in fact, thousands of duplicate Earths that developed a society similar to our own. But there are some differences. For some, the differences are subtle, while in others, extreme. But in every world, there were those who wanted to wear diapers, those who wanted to be babies again. On one such world, they celebrated such people and sought to bring them to their own world from other worlds. They could not only take them from sad and abusive lives, but also make them into the babies they wanted to be, and the babies that childless couples wanted. But it came at a hefty price for these new infants to be. Pain. And a lot of it. Some of it seemed gratuitous, while some had an obvious purpose. But an adult baby wasn't the goal. It was a baby baby, and to do so meant to make them smaller and younger, and it was a painful process. It is said that love and pain are close cousins, and being babied on another world meant both. Discover a world unlike ours and yet, not all that much. Kidnapped. Samuel Scott opened the front door of his home and walked confidently down the street. He was about to meet some of his mates and share some beers and a laugh, and was excited about the day ahead. He was 18 years old now, and while not yet of legal drinking age, he was more than ready to enjoy some fun with his friends. Samuel's morning had been similar to most in the past. He awoke just after 7 a.m. to a familiar feeling, the sensation of a wet bed. Samuel was a bedwetter, and had been for most of his life. He chose to ignore it, as did his mother, and he simply moved on in his life, quickly forgetting his nightly shame and the fact that he should have been wearing diapers to bed. The morning was clear and the air crisp as he turned the corner down a narrow alleyway, a shortcut to his friend's home, a young man who had assured him that they would have an empty house to drink and laugh and play his Xbox in peace. Samuel didn't even turn his head as the van approached slowly behind him. He glanced sideways as the dirty black vehicle crept alongside him. Suddenly, the sliding door of the van sprung open and two very large men wearing balaclavas leaped out and grabbed him. Being small for his age and not very strong, it took only 3 seconds for him to be thrown inside the van, the door slammed shut, and the vehicle to drive off at normal speed, so as not to attract attention from anyone who might remember a suspicious speeding vehicle. "What are you doing?" Samuel shouted, as the two men held him down onto a thin mattress in the back of the van. "Please let me." His pleas were cut short as an extra-large adult-sized pacifier was forced into his mouth. The intrusive device was much larger than an infant pacifier, and even by adult pacifier sizes, was considerably larger. A strap was tied behind his head, forcing the infantile object deep into his mouth, forcing his jaw wide open, and making breathing difficult but speech impossible. Samuel was terrified. "Get his clothes off," one of the men ordered to the other. His shoes were pulled off, and his t-shirt was cut away with large scissors. Samuel kicked his legs to try and fight them off, before a stinging blow to his face from a swift backhander stopped him. "Stop that shit, you big bedwetting baby," yelled the man who had hit him. "Or you'll get another one." Samuel instantly stopped. "They know I wet the bed?" "Who told them?" Samuel's bedwetting was a family secret.